much. Welcome, very welcome, and good evening to you. And thank you for spending this wonderful evening here with us, and for your patience in getting here. We've all had a bit of traffic tonight, including the orchestra. There's a member or two still coming. And when they arrive, they will come out and take their chairs. And they'll be very welcome, just as all of you are. Thank you very much. I hope you will find your seats and be comfortable and enjoy what I hope will be a wonderfully relaxing evening of marvelous music for you. It's a particular treat for me to be back here, always working with the Boston Pops Orchestra, which I can tell you after this morning's rehearsal has never been better. They are fantastic. And it's a privilege always to be standing in front of them. And we're going to be joined by James Taylor and his wonderful group later in the evening. And that, I'm sure, is going to be a treat. So you can probably gather I'm going on a bit so a few more people can get into their seats. But again, welcome. We're delighted you're here, and we hope you have a wonderful evening. We're going to begin the program with what is certainly our country's most famous and best-loved concert waltz, the Carousel Waltz from Richard Rodgers.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say a few words at this point, unexpectedly, just to give a few more of our audience members a chance to find their seats. I'd like to play for you now three pieces from the film score of Oliver Stone's film JFK. The first movement contains a theme which was meant to represent President Kennedy. It has a kind of Irish texture to it, if you like, suggesting his ancestral background, subtly, I hope. And the second movement is music that accompanied the motorcade sequence in Stone's movie, which was very interesting, actually, because he presented three views of the motorcade incident in Dallas from three different vantage points, from the reports of three separate eyewitnesses that conflicted so much in what they testified that they saw. And finally, a movement for strings and solo French horn, which is called Arlington, which accompanied one of the scenes in the films that took place at the Arlington National Cemetery, where the president is laid to rest, and where the eternal flame burns for President Kennedy, which was lit by Mrs. Kennedy. And I was astounded to read that 3 years after she lit the eternal flame, just in 3 years, that site had been visited by 16 million people. And it boggles my mind that in the 30 years or more that have transpired, I wonder how many dozens of millions have followed in the footsteps of those people. So here are three movements, JFK theme, motorcade scene, and Arlington from the film JFK. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And for those people still coming, finding their seats, welcome, and try to get comfortable if you can. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, when we read great prose, we hear in the metrics and the rhythm and the sound of the language, we really find music in prose. And in our American political history, there was no greater architect of prose than President Abraham Lincoln. His words have a special meaning, I think, in every American soul, some very deep place. And we thought tonight we would perform Baron Copland's famous Lincoln portrait, which is indeed one of the beacons in the American orchestral literature. And in thinking about who best to read the words of Abraham Lincoln in this wonderful piece, who better than our guest this evening, who's been a popular icon in American culture for decades now. Please welcome to the stage James Taylor.
Thank you. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. That is what he said. That is what Abraham Lincoln said. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We, even we here, hold the power and bear the responsibility. He was born in Kentucky, raised in Indiana, and lived in Illinois. And this is what he said. This is what Abe Lincoln said. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. But standing erect, he was 6 feet 4 inches tall, and this is what he said. He said, "It is the eternal struggle between two principles, right and wrong, throughout the world. It is the same spirit that says, you toil and work and earn bread, and I'll eat it, no matter in what shape it comes. Whether from the mouth of a king who seeks to bestride the people of his own nation and live by the fruit of their labor, or from one race of men as an apology for enslaving another race, it is the same tyrannical principle." Lincoln was a quiet man. Abe Lincoln was a quiet and a melancholy man. But when he spoke of democracy, this is what he said. He said, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the extent of the difference, is no democracy." Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of these United States, is everlasting in the memory of his countrymen. For on the battleground at Gettysburg, this is what he said. He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. This is a moment, great treat, to welcome our guest back to the stage, who has generously contributed his time this evening and his work for Tanglewood. Please welcome back the treasure of a man, James Taylor.
How you doing? And me too, pretty much. That's what Abraham Lincoln said. How you doing? Well, we didn't know there'd be that many of you tonight. We didn't know you were going to bring the whole family, you know, so I hope it hasn't been too much of an inconvenience. We've got this a new batch of songs ready, and I'd like to play. We're going to play three new things for you tonight. I know you hate new material, and I don't blame you. Right, but these songs sound just like the old ones, so it's really. This first one is called On the 4th of July. It's not really about the 4th of July, but it happens on the 4th of July.
Shall I say it again? How we started as friends, pulled the rug into one another now and again. At the empty Cairo, for the Mesa to free, for a dozen different everyday places to be. I was loped and alone, living alone. I was ever so brave on the telephone. Would you care to come down? Fireworks time. We could each just reach, we could step out alive. Oh, the smell of the smoke and the lay of the land and the feeling of finding one's heart in one's hand and the tiny tin voice of the radio band singing love must stand, love forever and ever must stand. Unbelievable you, impossible me. Fool who fell out of his family tree. The fellow who found the philosopher's stone deep underground like a dinosaur bone. Who then fell into you at a quarter to two with a tear in your eye for the 4th of July, for the patriots and the men in there. And the things you believe, they believed in then. Oh freedom's land, and the kingdom of God, and the rights of man, and the tiny tin voice of the radio band, singing love must stand, love forever and ever. And forever must stand. Oh, the smell of the smoke as we lay on the land and feeding and finding my heart. Tiny tin voice for the radio band singing love must stand, love forever and ever must stand. on the 4th of July.
Take it easy. How tender. This next tune is an old Celtic tune, either Scots or Irish, depending on where you're playing. And it's a tune called "The Water Is Wine."
Water is wide, I can cross over, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. There is a ship, and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I sink or swim. Oh, love is handsome and love is fine, the sweetest flower when first it's new. But love grows old and waxes cold and fades away like summer dew.
The cellist is, of course, Martha Babcock, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, we're gonna play the Frozen Man for you now. There's a list of songs. Sort of the running order of the program is backstage, and somebody, I assume, somebody from the orchestra right next to Frozen Man wrote Ted Williams, but it's not Ted Williams. It predates this thing a lot. This song, I apologize for those of you who've heard me introduce it before. Sometimes the introduction is longer than the song, but it needs some explanation. This is a song about this guy, the frozen guy they found frozen up in the freezing frozen north there. He had been there. I don't know why he was there. He was a fool. He was brave, but evidently a fool. And he was actually part of an attempt at finding a Northwest Passage over the North American continent in order to connect the Atlantic to the Pacific for shipping. But he hadn't figured on the ice, and it was a ship called the Franklin. It was trapped in the ice, and slowly everybody perished. So generally a pretty grim tale, I'm afraid. But it was a long time ago, and I've gotten over it. It was some 100 years ago that the frozen man was buried by his shipmates in the permafrost up there, way at the top of the world where the sun hardly shines half the year. God awful place. Anyway, there he rested peacefully until an expedition of scientists and photographers found him. And whereas you and I would never disturb a hallowed resting place, they didn't hesitate. They popped him right out of the ground. They used the archaeological equivalent of a crowbar to just pop him right out of the ground. And stood him up, and they opened the coffin. And then there was the frozen man. They took his picture repeatedly, you know. As he looked great in his picture. He didn't look more than, as he didn't look like he'd been dead for more than 25 or 30 years. Tops. Work with me, people. Anyway, that's the story, and here's God Have Mercy on the Frozen Man.
Spoken to me.
asking what the name might be. She was all in white, foot of my bed. I said, angel, mercy, I'm alive, am I dead? My name is William James McPhee. Oh, born in 1843, raised in Liverpool by the sea, but that ain't who I am. Lord, have mercy on the frozen man. Took a lot of money to start my heart, just to fake my leg to buy my eye. Newspapers called the state of the art, and the children, when they see me cry, I thought it'd be nice just to visit my grave, see what kind of tombstone I have. The name of wife and daughter seems so strange. Been dead and gone from extreme old age. I say when I die, make sure I'm gone. Don't leave a method to work on. We can raise your arm, you can wiggle your head, like I said. So you can wave goodbye to the frozen. A little life with every breath. Say goodbye to my mother. Come around again. Lord, I'm there on the frozen land. God, I'm there on the frozen land. I'm there on the frozen land.
Here's another new song. If I actually play on this one. It's a song called "I Was a Mean Old Man." I won't say what they wrote after that one. It was unkind. Mean Old Man. To start this tune, I'd like to introduce a great guitar player. Ladies and gentlemen, many of you may know him in this area. It's Mr. John Pizzarelli.
On my own, how could I have known? Imagine my surprise. Just a fool from a dream full of fools who can't believe his eyes. Imagine my surprise. I was a mean old man. I was an ornery cuss. I was a dismal dad. I made an awful fuss. Ever since my life began. Man, it was ever thus. I was a nasty type who was hard to like. I had to misbehave. I did things in reverse. Refused to wash a shave. I was horrid to my nurse. I got back what I gave, which only made me worse. I had to have my way, which was bleak and gray, oh dear. Living in here, 100 years away. Such a drag, riches to rise. And just myself to blame, a dirty low down shame.
Gentlemen, the piano player is Mr. Larry Gold. It's Larry Gold.
sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to keep me from behind? Ain't I born Caroline again in mind? Dark and silent late last night, I think we might have heard the highway call. Peace and flight and dogs at fight. Signs that might be open saying, I'm going, I'm going. Born to Carolina in my mind. It's where the Holy Ghost of others stand around me. Still, I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever, oh, you must forgive me if I'm open, born to Carolina in my mind. If I'm not born to Carolina, can't you see the sun? You just feel the moonshine. It's just like a friend of mine to keep me from the high. And I've born Carolina in my mind. Oh, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. So I'm carrying on without me. I'm gone. I'm gone to Carolina by my. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.
Start this song out with my good friend Jimmy Johnson, the bass player. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Johnson. Walking on the country road,
don't have good girls and boys. I'm born in Giza, you can have my choice. Cause I can see a heaven, a band full of angels, I'm into the seven.
Drummer is Greg Bissonette, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Bissonette. This is our third new tune we're going to do now. This is a misprint. If you have programs, it's spelled wrong in the program. This is a song called Caroline, I See You.
Caroline, I see you. stairway, waiting for you there, there. Handy on the landing, penny in my pocket, high enough to hold you. And I come back home to you tomorrow. Show me hungry. Meet me in the middle, make it melt like chocolate. Be my little baby. Yeah. I'll take you down by the water someday, some from your family, leave them to their Lord. Take it by your hand, somewhere on the sand. Oh, Caroline, I love you, though I'm late to say so. Hesitate to tell you what will be your answer someday, some morning, standing on the stairway, Caroline, see you. Caroline. Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans you made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire, I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days, but they never end. I've seen lonely times and could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you. Turn down on me, Jesus. You gotta help me to make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching, my time is at hand. won't make it any other way. Oh, I have seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, but they never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. So I'm walking from mine to an easy time. Back to her.
fantastic. Thank you. We're going to give James just a little breather. We're going to play some music from Harry Potter, but don't go away. Thank you. you very much. Please welcome back James Taylor. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a marvelous evening. We were all a bit overwhelmed, actually, by the numbers of people coming and the parking difficulties, and so many of us got here really late into the second half of the program, to the extent that James Taylor has agreed now to sing a few extra songs. The concert is more or less officially over. We're going to thank the great Boston Pops Orchestra for what they've done tonight. orchestra is welcome to stay or join the audience as you like. And please welcome back James Taylor.
This is a little bit off the cuff because we hadn't actually prepared much else for you tonight, but we hope this I appreciate that some of you have gone through a lot to get here tonight, and I'm deeply grateful, and I would like to I'd like to say how wonderful it has been to work for. To work with this wonderful Boston Pops Orchestra, and particularly with John Williams, a great American orchestra, a true American original composer and conductor in John. It's been great. So.
But it's something in the way she moves, looks my way or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime that she's around me now. She's around me now. Almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now. Quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then the things I lean on, they lose their meaning, and I find myself careening in the places where I should never let me go. She has the power to go where no one else can find me, and it silently reminds me of the happiness and good times that I know, you know. Well, I guess I just got to know them. Isn't what she's got to say? How she thinks or where she's been? To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. Doesn't much matter what they mean. She says them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime that she's around me now. She's around me now. I guess just about all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell me. She's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine. Since we're on our way down, we might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is in opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let it stand in your way. And since we're only here for a while, we might as well show some style. Give us a smile now, as a dead lovely ride. See me sliding. and soon I will be there. Just to brighten up, oh, even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. If the sky above you should grow Yes, and welcome.